Hey everybody, welcome to episode number 116 of the Backlog Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin. Alongside me is Jim. And down below, we have, ladies and gentlemen, our first female guest of the Backlog Podcast. Not for lack of trying. I have actually tried to get different people on over the last year and a half. Just hasn't panned out. So I don't want people to think, oh, you waited a whole 2 years. No. But this is actually the perfect guest to have. Kitten Mittens. I call her Kitten Mittens myself in my head because I used to sell a t-shirt that had Kitten Mittens on it, and I thought that's what her name stood for, but it doesn't. But Mittens is an unbelievably awesome networker. She's a great streamer and just a really pleasure, like a really good time going to her stream and hanging out. I do it quite often because she has a very fun, mellow stream. She's very interactive with her community, and she's fun. You know, she's good at gaming, so it all works out. So, Krista, welcome to the show. Thank you for, joining and being a part. It is really awesome to have you on. To start us off, and I didn't give her any script. We didn't talk about what we're going to talk about today, because that's what I like to do. I like to just have natural conversation. So, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, what got you into streaming? When did you start? Why do you do it? Things like that. Just a little introduction. Thank you.
It wouldn't be the Backlog Podcast without some technical difficulties.
Without audio difficulties. I hate audio. Let's do that again. So thank you very much for joining. And go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you again for having me on. It's an amazing opportunity. I do appreciate it. I see a couple of my people in here already. Shadow at Riss, he's in my community art. No Fear Boogeyman, thank y'all for being here.
Awesome.
I've been streaming for a little bit over 2 years now. Started off in a stream crew of all females. Didn't really work out. And so I've been chugging along ever since then, just steadily building a community.
That's awesome. And one of the things I've always noticed since the day I ran into you, I believe in Leaky Squad or around. No, you know what? I think you were popping up on my Instagram every day. Like, what? Instagram has weird algorithms sometimes. And it's like, hey, especially when I was doing a lot of the Leaky Squad and some of the other communities and stuff where I was just trying to get people in. And all of a sudden my wall would fill up with somebody's wall. Like it would look for some reason like I was on your profile. 7 out of the top 10.
That happens to me sometimes.
Yeah. And I think that's what happened with you. And so I reached out to you. I think, hey, join Leaky Squad. We're a community. And then you did. And then you were instantly networking with people, talking with people. I love that about a lot of the people I stick around and watch are people who do that. Because I think, one, it shows the type of person I want to watch. But two, you're a community person. That's what Twitch is about, is communities. So you're very active in multiple communities. You have your own community, and you call it the Fox Den, right?
Yeah.
So nice. Fox Den. So what? When people go to your stream, what type of games do you play, and what type of content do you like to provide?
So basically, it's pretty much anything I feel like playing at that time. I'm a variety streamer, so I'll play, you know, FPSs to RPGs, really anything in between as well. I have all the current systems, so it really just depends on the day too. So I could be doing PC, PS5, or the Xbox. It doesn't, or the Switch even.
I blame you actually for buying the Xbox Series X and the PlayStation 5. I do, because Jim tweeted about it. And I saw her tweet, which I don't go on Twitter that often, but that particular day I was like, holy shit, she got one. So I reached out to her. She sent me the link or told me, you know, whatever, how she got it. And then I went in and I told you I wasn't going to buy one unless it was easy. And I just clicked the link she sent me, I think, and I hit purchase. And I had 2 days later, I had a freaking Xbox.
Nice.
It was a little bit more work to get the PlayStation, but it wasn't much. Yeah. And at the time, like, I just got really lucky with the PlayStation one. So you've been streaming Borderlands 3 on, and are you playing that on the Xbox or the PlayStation?
That's the PlayStation. The Borderlands games I have on my PlayStation, but like any Assassin's Creed game I'm playing on Xbox, any shooter game I really want to play on Xbox.
She plays a lot of games that I think you would be playing, Jim, at least like the same genres. Like, did you ever get into the Assassin's Creed games?
See, I wanted to. I played the first one long time ago. Back on, what was it, on PS3? But then I just never, for whatever reason, I never finished the first one. I never dove into it. It just, those for me seemed a little repetitive. And I remember you and, was it Joe talking about it back in the early days of this podcast. And I couldn't remember if it was you that liked Assassin's Creed and him that was like dogging on it.
I know what you're saying about the repetitiveness, but...
I've heard that some of the stories are really cool. And...
Look at that. Let's see that again. Look at those tattoos. That's
awesome. I got
awesome.
The Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think for me, they took some risks back in the day that made me kind of fall in love with the franchise. And yeah, you know, it was this open world concept. It was one of the first really big ones that had the infinite detail where you could to the same places in real life, or at least, you know, renditions of them. And it was amazing. And not to give any spoilers away, but like, I'll give you a little one. You kill the Pope in a game. And that 10, 15 years older, you know, I think that's part two. That's a pretty damn dangerous path to go down for the ending of a video game. And when I did that, I was like, holy shit, these people took a risk. And then the next game that came out was awesome. Black Flag was easily one of my favorite games of all time. And so I haven't played the Viking one yet. I know you did. Did you play Black Flag, and did you have any feelings of nostalgia when you played the latest one, Valhalla?
Black Flag was exceptionally fun. I have that one on my Switch. I have them all on different systems, so if I could pick up one, I always have an Assassin's Creed with me. But yeah, Black Flag was definitely fun. I love the ship aspect of it, and actually just being a pirate, like, because
playing the sea shanties. I would sail just to listen to the shanties. I'm not even kidding. I would sing them. I downloaded every sea shanty from that game and played it on my Winamp while gaming on other games. I don't know why. I loved it.
The new one I haven't gotten very far into. I definitely want to like complete it on stream because it's something that's so massive that I just want to be able to share it with like my entire community.
Yeah.
Is there one that's with like the Greek stuff?
Yep.
That's Odyssey.
That one I would probably be into.
Yeah, that one was awesome too.
My recommendation would be to seriously go back and play Black Flag, and then just progress through them, because that one was so, it was just a complete game. Yeah, they had its defects and bugs, but it was like just such an awesome experience. They did a good job of the in and out from going on the boat and doing sea battles to doing land battles and adapting the way the mechanics work, because you can get anywhere in the game if you know how to climb, and yet that's part of the puzzle. Eventually, it does become a little repetitive because they're using the same, you know, structures across the city and stuff. But the story for me was awesome. The idea that, you know, it's a futuristic, but you're seeing the past, and then you're getting memories along the way. I just really loved it. And then they did a short movie. Did you ever see that?
Oh, heck no. Like I didn't want to ruin it for me.
It was like 15 minutes long, and it was just a Ezio Ettore, I think his name was. It was like a short 15-minute, maybe 20-minute movie adaptation. And it didn't really ruin any of the story, but it was really well done. And I'm like, man, I would love to see the Assassin's Creed movie. And then it came out, and I forgot to watch it. It's on my backlog, believe it or not. So, Jim, what kind of questions do you have for Kristen?
Oh, well... Do you have, what's your favorite series? Would it be obviously Assassin's Creed, or do you have, or are there ones you played when you were younger that have a, like a special place for you?
Actually, the Dragon Age series is probably my favorite series there is. And I can't wait for the fourth edition to come out that they teased us at the end of the third one, Inquisition. Like that game series, like has my heart. That one, and of course, Final Fantasy, that will always have a place in my heart since I was a kid.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Final Fantasy?
It's nine. Final Fantasy nine is my favorite. And most people don't say that. Yeah. People just skip over it and don't even play it. I'm like, you have to play it. It's such a good game.
Most people say seven. I mean, out the game. Mm-hmm.
Or 10. Most people say 10 too.
And it's a nostalgic guy. My favorite was 3.
I never got to play 3.
Is that the one with Kefka?
Yeah. At least if that's three. The one with Kefka is the absolute best, in my opinion. The back in the day when I was a kid, we had Dragon Warrior. Dragon Warrior was a spinoff of some other... It was this exact same game, but it was called something else in Japan. And it had the little blobs. Dragon Quest, right? Dragon Warrior was a remake of Dragon Quest, but in America. And so I played Dragon Quest and I played Ultima. Not Ultima Online, but Ultima, which was like, you know, you had a character and behind you you had two or three. And when you moved, they followed you. Those were like my... When I was 7, 8 years old, 9 years old, I was playing those games with my brother. And then Final Fantasy II came out in America, and it was like, holy shit. But then when 3 came out, it was like the most amazing story I had ever played. But I was just a kid, and I just remember me and my brother being like, oh my God, when we beat that game, it was like the biggest sense of accomplishment because of how big it was. It was like the first huge, I mean, Ultima was a big game too, if I recall. But Ultima's ending... literally just said end. You beat the last guy and it just black screen and it said end. Not even the end. They didn't even put the end. They just put end.
Dang.
And so we were pissed.
Slice of bread.
Yeah, it's a toast.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome? Jim, you need to get that for Donna.
I know.
He's so, allergic to everything, so I have to do it.
is that a protection ring?
It's like a cone, but it's like soft, so it's not going to bother him when he goes into anything. Yeah, he tears
What's his
hair
name?
Out. He's anxious, dude.
Yeah, even it's dude and toast. Even okay, better. Shadow's talking. That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
I didn't understand what Shadow was saying.
Oh, he is an inbred cat. That's hilarious. Like,
it's dude and toast. Yeah, okay.
So last week, Jim's cats had a little fight on the desk there behind him while we were doing the podcast. One cat just came over and just went, bop, and knocked the other one right off. And the other one was like, what the fuck was that? Cat fights. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a show for the future. Cat fights.
I can arrange that.
That one looks like a Maine Coon.
You know, he is a Maine Coon. Good eye.
So something weird popped up. I thought that... cockfighting was illegal, like chicken fighting, right?
What?
It's not illegal? I thought it is illegal.
Well, all of a sudden, on my Instagram, I start, as I'm scrolling through, as often as, like, every day, I was getting videos of people cockfighting, like tossing chickens or roosters or whatever into a pen and killing each other. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's like a video, like, hey, this is this guy versus this guy. And everyone's cheering. It was like a, you know, one of those ones you can hit keep watching. Mm-hmm. And I reported it because I was like, that's illegal, right? And the next day, I'm getting another one. I'm like, why am I being fed these videos? What algorithm determined that I would want to see this? I don't know. It's weird. And it's like, I was getting them a lot. So I ended up... every time I see him, I just report him and block the person. But anyways, that was weird. So Jim has been playing Metal Gear Solid. Or Metal Gear, Solid, right? The Did you ever play that one?
Oh, no. Is it the original PS1?
I'm playing the Phantom Pain right now, the fifth one.
Okay, yeah, I never actually got to play those. My brother had the PS1 when I was a kid. So I never got into the series and he would never let me play, but
Is
I got
your
to watch
older brother?
Him. Yeah, he's 4 years older. It's his birthday today, actually.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, he never let me play that or Resident Evil. And I was too scared to
damn
play
him.
Resident
That's
Evil.
Funny. That's how, like, my sister is 3 years younger and I had the PlayStation 1 that was mine. And she had, like, I don't know, the N64 or whatever.
I did too. I had the N64.
Yeah, that's how it was. But I let her play. Like, we played Resident Evil together and shit.
Oh, yeah. That's no awesome. Way. I freaked out in the first scene on the first Resident Evil. I couldn't do it.
She probably likes Resident Evil even more than I do.
Have you guys played the new one or Resident Evil 7?
7, I did, yeah.
I freaked out.
I did not get through. I tried a year ago. I did a Halloween stream because I kind of stopped streaming, like, gaming. And I was like, I'm going to try this. I'm going to get back in. I'll play some VR. And I wussed out. I got in, and I'm not like I watch scary movies and stuff, and I don't, but there's something about that one that it just hits a different level of fear that I'm used to, because you really do immerse. You get immersed. That game is, the second I put it on, it's very immersive. Do you ever play VR at all?
Unfortunately, I can't. It gives me migraines.
Yeah.
But the first horror game I've ever played was a couple months ago, and it was Until Dawn. And I've never played horror games before. I enjoyed it. I really, really loved that game. But it was just like I was jumping at everything.
I always say this to people, and sometimes I'm just wrong, and you're right. But with the VR migraines, it is possible to power through them. And it's the worst feeling in the world until you get through it. And then once you do power through it, your brain is kind of like, all right. Because it's a different dimension. And so your brain, that happened to me. And there was one game, Robinson, The Journey, I think it was. And it was awesome playing it. And then I went into one room. And I don't know if it was just it was coding. It had to have been coding because nothing looked out of place. Nothing looked too far away or too close. But when I started walking around in this one room, my brain didn't like it. It wasn't right. And it fucking instantly gave me a migraine, and I felt sick to my stomach for 2 days. And it was like instant. It was, I guess, a form of vertigo where it just, your brain just got put into this trap. And time was the only thing that helped me through that. But there are certain games like Beat Saber and games where you're stationary and things are coming at you that don't give most people the same level of headaches or VR migraines and stuff like that. But some people just can't push through it, and it doesn't ever change. I'm a big proponent of VR because of the technology. It's just so... There's so much you can do with it. And I got my my Oculus Quest right here. And this thing is easily the coolest. This is the coolest VR unit you can buy because of the price, the versatility of it. And they just added an update this past week that does game streaming from your computer to it. So before you could do it with add-on programs, but now you could go to Steam Library and you can stream from your computer to this, and it's just as good as if you have the game downloaded onto the headset. So there's no wires. The battery lasts several hours. You can plug it in right here and put a battery pack in your pocket to get more. The speakers are right here in the head strap. So you hear the audio. Other people can too, but it's done in such a way that like it's projected into your ear, and most people in the room don't even realize you're listening to audio, even though it's open to the world. So anyways, not that you're going to do it, but I always do a little sales pitch on VR because I love it. I don't use it as much as I say I do, but Beat Saber is a system seller. I don't know if you've tried it. Did you try that one?
No, but Yummy plays it in chat. I see him play it. It looks like fun.
if you ever get a chance to, even though you get headaches, play that one. Because it's Guitar Hero on steroids times five. It's like, you're in Guitar Hero. Shit's coming at you. And you're like, fucking it. You're just, you know, you're... And then they've adapted that to, like, they have fitness programs that do the same concept of things coming at you. And you got boxing gloves and you got to duck and move and stuff. And when you're done those things, you're sweating. I literally, because I need to lose about 150 pounds, I just bought this thing for it. It's like a little silicone cover. Because under here is fabric. And if you're playing and you want to share the headset, you don't want to give somebody else your sweaty face. So with this, you can just wipe it down with like a wet wipe or something, and somebody else can play and it's like no big deal. But when you're doing the Beat Sabers and stuff, you lose a lot of, or you burn a lot of calories. So that's my Beat Saber spam. Man,
there is chaos going on upstairs right now, apparently.
I hear that.
They need I was saying a while back, they need a VR, excuse me, Rock Band adaptation where the view is from your eyes, as not looking at you on the stage, but the view of you on, like, what you would see if you're the lead singer.
That'd be cool.
So you can see the crowd and you can see their reaction as you sing. And I'd maybe adapt it for Twitch so that Twitch can see multiple views. I don't know why games are going to have to start doing that, where they have a view that you could share to Twitch that isn't the same view you would see as you play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I really hope that, and I thought for this, hey, thank you for the follow, Zero Soup. Hey. I appreciate that.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think that...
I would hope they at least do streamer-friendly versions.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
At least that.
YouTube hasn't done anything to adapt to the streamer's needs as far as chat and moderation tools, clipping, things like that. They're just YouTube. And so you can stream on YouTube, but it's not like Twitch and with all the tools and customizations you can do. And... hey, thank you for the follow, so vicious. Appreciate it. But I wanted to ask you guys, when you think back to, like, previous generations, so not just the Final Fantasies and stuff, but what are some of the games like the Rock Band and the Guitar Heroes that you would like to see come back? Do you have any off the top of your head? I mean, that's kind of a random question, but...
Something that would just come back.
Like a remake or a readaptation with given these new... there's nothing different right now on the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X that you can't already get on the Xbox One. There's one or two games on both systems, right? And so I'm thinking if there's a company out there that wanted to reinvent themselves at Super Dodgeball, that'd be awesome.
Oh, Legend of Dragoon! Heck yeah!
There you go. But yeah, like something like that, something that where they could say, okay, we have this new architecture that's just leagues better than the previous one. Now's the time to, you know, bring a game back or redo it that just couldn't be done right before. Do you have any? I mean, Jim, come on, you gotta have one.
A game not done right the first time that I'd like to see redone. Off the top of my head, that's tough.
Thank you for the host, buddy. Appreciate that. MMA Marks, shout out to buddy.
Probably some sequel somewhere along the way.
I'm trying to think of one myself, because it was kind of an off-the-cuff question. I wasn't sure if you had one, but...
E.T.
Could you imagine... For real, if they remade that game and it was fucking awesome, but it was the same exact concept or design.
Just, it's cool now because it's 2021, so now it's fucking cool and people will buy it ironically or some shit, I don't know.
But not just, you know what, not just video games. Mortal Kombat, this is a great kind of transition. E.T., if they remade E.T., a lot of people would be offended right now, the movie. But E.T. is a movie that would, I think, justify. It's been 30, 40 years since it came out. And I think it would be justified to have a reboot of E.T. It was a significant franchise. And while it's a classic, the story...
I'm surprised they haven't.
Yeah, well, it's probably because they can still make so much money off of just reruns of that shit. But
yeah,
and maybe it's sacrilegious to what's his face? I had his name on the top of my head, but the director there.
Spielberg?
Spielberg, yeah.
Yeah.
Paperboy. I loved Paperboy. I did. I loved that game. I used to play Paperboy all the time. Base Wars. I was talking about that yesterday in Colt Cabana's stream. He was playing RBI Baseball from 1986 on stream, and people were like, wow, what the hell is this game? It just looked like dots.
No, fuck that. You know what game I want? Bad News Baseball from the NES. That's the best baseball game.
Bad News Baseball was awesome, too. Yeah.
Do you know that one? Are you familiar?
Yeah, Bad News Baseball.
I fucking love Bad News Baseball.
What was your first system, Kristen? You said Super Nintendo?
N64 was my N64. First console. Okay. My first game system at all was Game Boy Color.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah. And Pokemon Blue.
No, okay, so that's what you were getting into back then, was the Pokemon and stuff?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Pokemon I mean, I was Red.
6 to 8 years old. So yeah.
What do you think of the surge of Pokemon trading card streams?
Well, I'm thinking I really should have kept my shit from back in the day.
Uh-oh, there goes Jim.
I had for real. All of them. I had the shiny Charizard. I paid $100 for that Charizard when it was new.
And what happened to him? Did you just get rid of him over time, or
he moved so many times? I have no idea where it's yeah. at. It could be anywhere. Oh, he's got his book.
So backlog. I told you my mother just came in recently, right?
Yeah.
And she brought with me because recently I said, "What happened to all the Pokemon cards?" And I'm gonna, I have to go through all these. Well, these mustn't be anything significant, but
collectors would love how your mom packaged them.
I know.
I'm,
right?
I'm wondering what these are. I haven't even looked.
Holy shit, dude!
So maybe I'll do a stream and look through all this shit.
Fuck yeah, people are loving that.
I got like these gameplay mats and shit, I guess. I don't know.
Do you still have the little flip coin? And the little...
That I don't think I have. Unless yeah, it's but... in here.
Kristen, he was talking the other day.
Oh, wait. Yeah, hold on. There are. There's fucking
the shiny
shit in here.
Flip coins.
Yeah, hold on.
He was talking the other day. He still has his Pogs.
I have my Pogs right there. Oh, I have fucking everything. I don't throw anything away. I don't get rid of shit. I just gave my daughter like 50 Beanie Babies.
Damn.
Attack of the Cat.
That's fucking Magic 8 Ball.
What did it say?
Oh, let's see.
Try again.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Or no, there no, you. Sorry. Wait, I can't see for shit. Very doubtful.
Oh.
Very doubtful.
Very doubtful.
So, boo.
We'll go with the first one. Yes, definitely. You should do a... Pokemon stream and a Pog stream. You could bring back Pogs for kids.
Oh my god, I had that one.
She sounds like a Pikachu. She sounds like Pikachu mittens. There it is.
Oh my god.
I gotta say no fear. Yeah. I agree
with you.
I got
4 Chansey coins.
Man.
What the hell?
I would love to see that. Buddy, do you still have your Pogs? Because I was telling Jim that when Pogs came out, it was literally like
Burger
months.
Time, fuck yeah.
It was like I had just gone into the next grade, and everyone in grades below me used Pogs, but nobody in my grade used Pogs. So I was on that cusp of Pog to no Pog ratios of, you know, my friends didn't do Pogs, we did marbles when Pogs
were out. Got a bunch of slammers over there too, you know?
That is so cool. I love seeing all this shit, man, because that's what... It's not loud enough to bother me, and normally if, you know, I'm particular about stuff, I would let you know it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Driving me crazy.
We got cats all over the place. I got 4 dogs in the house. You know, I'm surprised they're not barking. This is a dog pet friendly stream.
Yeah.
Family
this place, it's semi-controlled chaos. You know, that's how I live my life.
So, Kristen, you've been streaming for a couple of years, and your community is a pretty fun group of people. You see some of them here in the chat now.
I do. When
your chat is never stale, I don't think. It's always at least a couple people chatting and talking and conversing. You're always back and forth with them. Tell me a little bit about what that means to you and having people come back on a regular basis to hang out with you.
It means a lot. Through all of this, especially through COVID and stuff like that, I've had a lot of mental health like degradation, and having the support and the awesome people that are in my community coming back day in and day out, conversing with me, checking in on me, checking in on them, it really means a lot to me. I really enjoy
I was telling Jim actually, because Jim is a big supporter proponent of mental health awareness, and I was letting him know the stuff that you do and you talk about it. You're very open with it because it's important. Some people don't have the capability of getting into it. They're afraid or they're unsure or whatever. I wear all my emotions right here, and today I don't even have sleeves on. So I, you know, most people know where I stand when I'm there.
I feel weird. I need to have no sleeves now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, me. Like, I didn't realize Jim also. There it is. Perfect. That's an awesome.
There's no sleeves allowed on this podcast.
I'm thinking, not to sidetrack, but I'm thinking about This is my first tattoo, and this is my second tattoo, okay? If you notice, they're the same tattoo, but I went into a store, like a tattoo shop, in 2001, right before 9/11 and all that. And I got this tattoo, and I had the guy, he drew it right in front of me. I was like, I want a compass rose that kind of has like a star. And he just, and he whipped it up, and I was like, put it on my arm. 2 years later, I went back to that place, and I was flipping through his book, and he had taken what he made for me, and he adapted it to something more. And so I was like, put that on my arm. Put it on my other arm. It's the same fucking tattoo, but it's, you know, and that's the only two tattoos I've got, but I've wanted to get more for a long time, and I think it's time to, like, do something mm-hmm. major right here. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look
like... Yeah, I think so.
I'm also going to start going to the gym, right? One of these days, maybe next month, a year later, 2 years from now. And so I'll have biceps again and it will all look good. Mm-hmm. Right? That's the goal.
I love a half sleeve. That's what the plan for this always was. And I'm like itching. I'm like this close to going to it because there's a.
And that's an Alkaline Trio place that tattoo, opened right? up.
This, yeah, and that's Death Cab for Cutie.
That's awesome. And yours is. On your arm there, Mittens, is...
Oh, this one is a koi. Long story.
That's right. Okay, yeah. That's awesome. Her color combinations are always on point. I gotta tell you. The other day, she was wearing a red outfit that literally matched exactly with her hair. Now she's got a tattoo that matches... Like, she got the tattoo to match the shirt.
Specifically.
Specifically. Yep. Change it to
not the other today. Way around.
But I forgot. I went off on a tangent. I don't remember what I was saying. So my apologies. But
that happens.
It does. It happens too often.
We were talking about mental health.
Yes. So I was telling Jim a little bit about what you do and how you're open to talk about it. And he absolutely was like, let's get her on the show. Because I would say. Every once in a while, we in the back of the back room of the podcast, we talk about what are we going to do for the podcast? How are we going to grow it a little bit more? And I really do think getting people on to talk about what they do, that's what I love to help other people open up to give them a voice, to give them a chance to just whatever that they want. Because sometimes people don't know how to ask, or they don't know how to network. They don't know how to do this and that. Not that we're some big open door that once you come here, you're going to have 1,000 new people watching you or anything like that. But to grow ourselves, we need to help other people grow as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that someone like you who has taken your community, your effort that you've put in to me has been very... it's like a hardworking effort. You don't just dilly-dally. You take your moments when you need to. You step away when you need to. But you come back, and when you do, it's like your presence is known. You're everywhere. And you do such a good job with it. And you balance the mental health with this, the community aspect, very well. We don't all show... When we're streaming, we don't show people really the stuff going on up here. Sometimes we talk about it, but like usually this is the good side of us when we're, you know, if we have down days, we're not going to come on here and be like, you know, we come in to smile and it makes us feel better. The more of it, the merrier. And the more we talk about it and the more you're talking with people who are going through similar things or who at least want to help you through the things you're going through, then that's a path to, I don't know if a solution, but it's a path to a better day. And that's how you get out of depression is you have one good day and then two good days and three good days. Maybe a fourth day sucks, but the fifth day is good again. And I always joke around with, what about Bob? Baby steps. You take baby steps to the door, baby steps to the elevator. And one day, you know, you look back and you say, shit, I forgot that I was depressed or, you know what I mean? And it doesn't happen overnight. It takes sometimes months and years and, sometimes it's hours, and I'm a hugger, okay? I am. And sometimes people just need a fucking hug. And this virtual world doesn't accommodate that. But all these people in the chat, that's the virtual hug. These people in the chat saying, hey, welcome, glad to be here, you know, that's the same feeling I get, that feeling of warmth. They're here for you. They're here for Jim. They're here for me. What, whoever they're here for, they're here. They could be anywhere. And so one person, 15 people, 100 people, I couldn't imagine having 1,000 people over there, but, you know, it's it means a lot. And the more people that are in the chat, the more risk that there's people out there that are going to try to bring you down. You just got to, you know, look out for that. There's a streamer, Dr. Lupo. I was telling Jim about him. He's a big streamer now. You know, streams to between 5 and 15,000 viewers. And for some reason, and he's a very open guy. He talks about mental health awareness. He talks about his problems. And he raises money, millions of dollars a year, for mental health awareness. And Twitch actually partnered with him last year and gave him, they donated $1 million to his, during his stream out of nowhere. And the fucking dude broke down. Awesome. He like lost his money. He couldn't believe it. It was amazing. It was a $1 million donation from Twitch. And, like he started crying. He just couldn't handle it. It was awesome. It was like a good, it was a good cry though. And, so then the next year, which was this year, he's like, yeah, I don't think you're going to come walking in here with just a measly little $1 million. That was last year. This is year two, okay, Twitch? So, but he gets a lot of haters. For some reason, he plays games where people try to find him. They stream snipe him. They post in Reddit and Discords about how much they want to kill him in the game and how they hate him. And it's such a small sliver of people that do this. But they end up feeling like it's a mass effort. Like, oh, everybody hates me. Especially if you're the kind of person who lets that get to you. And he is. I am. I know I am. I want everyone to love me. I don't know why. I don't know why. But it is a thing. Like, when someone makes it known that they don't like me, it fucking drives me nuts. And I'm not going to get into what's going on. But, like, even if it's just a sliver of, hey, you know, that annoyed me. It's like, I want to fix it. And sometimes you can't. And I have a problem with trying too hard to fix it. So I feel this guy had a really hard time on stream in front of like 10,000 people. And he broke down. He got started drinking while he was streaming. And he was a little, I don't know if the word belligerent's the right word, but he probably should have logged off a good 20 minutes before he did. And he didn't. And then he just went offline and didn't come back for a couple days. And when he did, he apologized to his community and everything. And I was just like, man, I feel so fucking bad for that guy because he's like me or you. He's sitting in his seat. He's just trying to do his best. Yeah. He's just trying to make some money. He has a fucking wife and children and a house to pay for. Yeah. And then you go online, you see people talking shit about him. What is the purpose of that? Buddy's community, MMA Marks. He went through a thing last week and the week before. He's putting together tournaments so people can compete and make a name for themselves in the MMA community on Twitch. But then there's someone who gets butthurt because they fucking lost or something, or they don't like that, you know, maybe someone said, oh, I got you, bitch, or something, you know, and they took it the wrong way. And now he has people creating fake accounts with his name, trying to attack and go into other people's streams using his name, his real life name, and then going into his stream and saying things to him that are really offensive, and then going into other people's streams using his name and trying to make him look bad. I don't understand why people do that. I mean, part of me does. It's immaturity. It's immaturity. And what's crazy is it could be a 9-year-old kid doing it. And that 9-year-old kid could be causing you to go to the gutter and to the bottom of the barrel feeling like garbage. It's so hard to balance it all. But you two are two, Prez is another one, Mr. President. You two are very active in this voice, and I just want to say thank you to both of you for being willing to talk about this stuff, to be open about it, and to put yourself out there amongst these people who are willing to do that to you. Buddy's another one. Mm-hmm. You bring you're the type of people who bring people together for joy. And there's some people who just don't like that. But I want to say to you both, don't let it get to you as much as you can. I know it's impossible not to, but, you know, sometimes you take that deep breath and remember you're fucking awesome. You're fucking awesome. Both of you. You are. Well, so remember that.
Dude, the good thing about, and it's not easy shit to talk about, but the good thing that, and I don't know what your experience has been, Mittens, but, like, since I've been more open about it, there are people that have handful of people that have come to me on the side privately that I've kind of was able to help and point in the right direction. And that's cool. That's what makes me want to talk about it more, because if I can help someone out, awesome. You know, I don't care. I'll throw myself out there, whatever. You know, at this point, I could care less. You know, if I'm going to help someone else, you know, from going off the deep end, that's, you know, awesome.
Yeah.
And Buddy was saying that, you know, it's he learned from it and everything. And that's the truth, is you can. In the moment, it's hard, right? Especially when there's something going on. I've had people in my chat fucking with me while I'm streaming or doing a pod. Like a year and a half ago, I had some people making fun of my children in chat. And I get something kind of angry when that happens. But in the end of the day, you can use that energy when you get yourself in the right spot to be able to use it and propel it. Buddy, Buddy mm-hmm. reached out to Jim. That's fucking mm-hmm. awesome.
Oh, I remember that. Sure.
So,
one
little funny note, and I do have to bring it up because it's true, is we've talked several times, not a lot, but several times about the Leaky Squad. And I was a big member of the leadership team there. If I'm being honest, I did a lot of the work trying to corral people into that community. I loved that community. I had a blast. And towards the end of the community, there was a huge misunderstanding in what went down. And it resulted in me being booted as a leader in that community and having all my rights mm-hmm. stripped overnight and then kicked out. And it had to do with Kristen here. That was the last straw.
It's all my fault.
It's nobody's fault. It was just honestly, it wasn't even their fault. It was all a misunderstanding from everyone's point of view. But
shit, he's got some tea.
But since she's here,
I did post that I'm on this podcast with you in Leaky Squad.
Good. That's awesome. No, that's perfect. So but this is good. But if there are people from Leaky Squad here and go, oh, fucking Kevin, I hate that guy because he tried to fuck. This is the truth. And she's right here. We haven't talked about this really. But what happened was I was doing a video game review group inside of Leaky Squad. Right. I wanted to bring in some people who wanted to have more exposure, who were good with networking, and who wanted to basically get more views in their communities. And so Kristen was one of the people who reached out and said, I want to start doing some reviews. Mm-hmm. At that same time, we were trying to build our website, leakysquad.com. And I went out and I purchased the website. And I didn't own the hosting to the website. Somebody else did. And so they built a back end for us to create accounts. And I had the authority to go in there and create an account. And so I created a couple of accounts, and then when it came time to create Kristen's, for some reason I didn't have the permissions to do so, and I didn't know why. And so I reached out to the other people in the Leaky Squad and asked, and they told me, you don't need them. And I said, well, I do. I do need the permissions, so please give them to me so I can give Kristen her permission so that she can post her reviews in the website. And they said, we did it. It's done. So I asked her. She said, nope, I still can't do it. And I said, okay, let me go back. And this was taking days, if not weeks. Okay. And so after 2 weeks, I had a meeting with the people in Leaky Squad. And I was like, guys, give me my permissions back. I own the fucking website. I have no idea why you took away my permissions. Please give her an account. She wants to start doing reviews. They didn't do it. And after 2 more days, I said, fuck it. I have a website. I'm going to give her access to post on my website because I'm here for real for them, for these people, because that's what the community was supposed to be about. It was a selfless act. I truly, you know, not patting myself on the back. It was just like, look, and I've been telling her for weeks now that she can be a reviewer, and we couldn't deliver as a team, and I felt bad. So I gave her access to do it on my site, backlogpodcast.com or backlogpod.com. And she did. And the second she did that, I have things all automated. And so it tweeted out at Leaky Squad, at whatever, that she posted from my website. And within 5 minutes of her posting, I had two people messaging me going, what the fuck was that? And I was like, what do you mean, what the fuck was that? And they were like, well, so you're stealing mittens from Leaky Squad? And I was like, what? No, I'm giving her like access to post because you all wouldn't give me my fucking permissions back. And they were like, you don't need the permissions. So it was this back and forth. And I'm a fucking grown man. I don't need to do the pissing contest. I was like, look, you give me my permissions, I'll delete the post and we'll get her back on. But instead, they deleted me from the leadership. They were like, we don't trust you. We think you're here to steal our ideas. They thought that I was stealing the concept of doing the gaming reviews from Leaky Squad. When I was the one who came up with the concept.
Because no one has ever done a game review before.
Yeah, no. And I was the only person in the leadership pushing that. It's we had
groundbreaking.
A whole, like, I'm a project manager, right? So I have tools that I use. And I had this thing that's like a calendar with all this stuff. And you could see for months I had on there that I put on there game reviews. And I had Mittens and a few other people. I think Kix was in there. Few other people that wanted to do it, and I had their names over there, and other people needed to go in and check that off. It was their responsibility, and nobody ever did. I was the only person to suggest and try to do that. And so anyways, to clear the air, and she can say I'm right or wrong, there was no ill intentions. We loved that community. You loved that community. All these communities are great. They all serve a purpose. And anyways, so that's what happened. And that's what kind of the when they said, Kevin, we don't trust you, that's the main thing. They didn't trust me because they thought I was trying to steal concepts and ideas. I wasn't. I really just want people to be able to branch out and network. I really do. I really think that there's certain people out there who, if given the right viewership, could grow to be massive. And it's a very tight, it's a very small pocket of people who can do that because algorithms, right? So you got to get into the algorithm. And I don't know. I mean, it really is, you know, Buddy, I got to give a shout out to Buddy. Buddy puts it very bluntly. They're dead to me. They're dead to me. But not really. No, I still talk to like Acid every once in a while. And I've talked with Kush and a few other people over there. They're good people. There was never any, you know, really bad things that happened, but just some words that were exchanged that probably could have been better. But you know, given what goes on up here in my head, I know I could reword some things if I had the opportunity, and spur of the moment, you don't always have that opportunity.
Yeah.
So onto happier things. Many of the people from those communities still stick together, whether it's in their own little chats. So if you do follow people from those older communities from a year ago or 2 years ago, check them out. If you see them streaming, scroll down on your list. Sometimes people don't have that many viewers and they don't show up in if you're following a lot of people. Click more, scroll down, or utilize these Discord communities. What I like to do on the right-hand side of Discord, if you're on the desktop app, you can see who's streaming in most of these communities. We have the Now Live feature in the Backlog Network. There has been a huge decline in the number of people from these communities streaming. It used to be just in the Backlog Network, 15 to 20 at a time on a Friday night. It's down to two or three. It's people aren't streaming as much. That's a catch 22. There's more opportunity. The viewership isn't really down. It's just spread out. There's more streamers, a lot more smaller streamers, and people getting the 5 to 10 as opposed to the 2 to 3. And that takes away from the people getting the 20 to 40, and it takes away from the people getting 100. And so it's evening out, which is good. It's good because that means more people are getting seen. So,
I mean, just for me, and I don't know what type of Twitch viewers you guys are, but there's not a lot of streams that I watch that will get over 100 viewers. Like, there's maybe one or two streams I watch that have that type of viewership. The rest of the streams that I actually watch and hang out in are like, you know, there's maybe two or three in the 40 to 50 range, and then the rest of them are probably 20 and below.
Well, is that because you prefer maybe the more personal?
I like to be able to interact. I don't like, I don't want to get lost in the, you know, because then what the hell's the point? I'll watch a fucking YouTube video. I don't give a shit. You know, if you're not going to talk to me, I don't need to watch your stream. I'll watch a YouTube video on my own time and do, you know, whatever.
Well, there's a, it's a big, you know.
But how do you keep up with chat when you're that big?
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah. I look at like Courtney Cutscene Cutie, right? She, 2 years ago, she was streaming to six people. She's streaming to 500-600 now sometimes. And she's the kind of person who wants to be talking to every person in the chat. So she's trying to keep up. It starts to get overwhelming, right? Really funny thing happened. I was watching Buddy's stream the other day, and Buddy was streaming poker. And so I was a little drunk, so I gotta admit that I was laughing probably when I didn't need to be. But he got raided by like fake accounts, like bots came in. And so he messaged me, he's like, dude, I'm getting botted. And when, by the time I got there, the bots had transitioned from his stream to another person that he was playing poker with. And I couldn't tell. I think after the fact he knew, but he had like 100 people in his chat talking to him, and it was all fake computer chat. But everyone was like, hey, what kind of dog do you have? Hey, what's your favorite game? Awesome stream. Glad you're live. And then you'd have a couple people throwing troll things in there, and he was fucking keeping up with it. And I was laughing so hard. I was telling Buddy, I'm literally fucking crying right now, because he didn't know if it was fake or not, because they're really good. I knew it was fake because I was like, this is fake. It's obviously fake. But from him, he's like, he was trying to keep up just in case. It's a stream. Yeah. He's like, man, if you love this shit, follow. And I'm like, there's nobody here. It's just me. I'm just the only person watching him, but maybe a couple people, but he doesn't have 100. He has like 2 or 3. But it was good experience, right? It was good experience for him. Yeah. If he were to ever truly get raided, then, like I was telling Prez last night, I said, if you're not a bot, press one. I said to Prez last night, because he's a really good streamer. He's very interactive as well. He doesn't get a lot of people most of the time. Sometimes he spikes, you know, and he has some good streams. He's friendly with everybody. And sometimes he gets discouraged. And I was telling him last night, the best part about you is one, you're an elite gamer. He is in that category. He is an elite player in Apex Legends. And he's ready for the moment he has 1,000 people in his stream. Mm-hmm. I believe he is. I believe that if he got raided by somebody who had 1,000 viewers, he could retain a large chunk of those people because of the preparation that he's put in. The 2-3 years of streaming, the ability to interact with chat, but also focus on his gameplay so it doesn't degrade, because his channel is about his gameplay. And then he takes breaks and talks. But the gameplay is the draw for him because he's so good at it. And so people would come and they would stick around because his presentation is good. And then he would be able to handle it. He'd go to his transition screen after the match and he would stop. And I was telling him last night, he's capable. Buddy is another one, right? Buddy has started to grow. And as he grows, he keeps up with his chat. He keeps up and he's transitioned from being the person playing to now he's hosting two streamers play, and he can interact with chat more because he's not focused on the gameplay and his community's growing outside of that. Kristen, I think you as well are someone who could handle a big raid. If it came to you tomorrow, you wouldn't flake out and go, oh my God, what do I do? You would be like, let's fucking do this. You're ready for it. I don't think I am, personally. I haven't had that. I had one time Daylights raided me with 70 people. I lost my fucking mind. I didn't sleep that night. I was like, that's the most amazing thing. I was like, I couldn't handle it. But eventually I'll get there, hopefully. And so
100 people, I'd probably cry.
but you would tackle it with, like, you'd be excited about it. It would be a good cry. You'd be ready to go. And I think you would retain a lot of people. There's this guy yesterday, or 2 days ago now, Dr. Lupo. It was fucking hilarious. That guy, Dr. Lupo, he was streaming and he did a thing where he hid in a door. He knew someone was going to come eventually. And he knew that when the person came, he was going to kill them because he got to this spot before. Like, it was just almost an automatic. Like, if I can make it to this spot before anybody else, I'm going to blow them away and then I'm going to end the stream. And he did it exactly like textbook. What he said he was going to do, he did. He blew that guy's legs off, and then he was laughing, right? And then someone was like, holy shit, that was my friend. And he's streaming right now. And he sent the clip. The clip was hilarious. The clip was hilarious. From that guy's perspective, he's like, just moseying on, do-do-do. Boom! He goes, well, I'm dead. And he laughed about it. Dr. Lupo raided him with 10,000 people. Dude immediately pulled a 24-hour stream, and the day later, he still had 150 people watching him. Now, that's a significant number. 10,000 people who were watching a mainline streamer to retain 150 of them on a following, because he did a 24-hour stream, and then he logged off, came back like 8 to 10 hours later, and 150, that's what I'm saying, 150 people came back. That's a significant number. Mm-hmm. And oh, yeah. Maybe next week, only 50 of them will be there. But he was streaming to 5. So now if he's streaming, even if he keeps 20 of them, that's 20 people that didn't know him before that are willing to tip and this and that. I mean, this dude made several thousand dollars just from the raid because of how funny it was. And he didn't have anything. He didn't have to earn that. It's just like that was his community came in pouring with money. And then he's like, fuck this. I'm not signing off. And his team. The other thing, too, is the guy had a teammate who didn't get the love. And the teammate was doing an awesome job, like not showing any jealousy or anything. You know what I mean? He was just like, mm-hmm. Oh, good for you, man. So I was like, hey, what's your teammate's Twitch? And he was like, oh yeah, it's my teammate. Go follow him. So because I asked, I was like, you know what? That wouldn't hurt nobody. No one's going to get pissed if I say it. And so I said it, he put his teammate's chat in there and his teammate got 50 or 60 follows in a few minutes. And so, you know, it's like, that's what it's all about, helping each other, because maybe the teammate's the better streamer, right? Maybe the teammate's the one who truly could take off. And then this guy can ride that guy's coattails. Who knows? There are good streamers and bad streamers. And, you know, not everyone's going to make it in this community. But the more eyes on anybody is just a chance. It's just a chance.
Yeah.
Now I'm talking too much. So, Jim, I'm going to let you take the lead here for a moment so I can shut up, because I know when I talk too much, my throat gets dry.
Some water.
Oh, well, yeah, I need to refresh on that too, but, well, let's talk about some games. Oh, actually, you know, before we do that, there's one thing. Did you see this thing with Twitch they're going to do, and I believe this is true, that they're going to do the threaded replies now in chat and stuff? Did you notice that?
Didn't they start doing that, where you could click on someone's comment?
That's what I'm seeing in chat here. I don't know if they're going further with that now, or if that's as far as it's going. Because I did just see an article earlier. That was the headline. I didn't get to read it yet. So I don't know what exactly is happening there, but I know that's something people were looking for quite a while.
I noticed that they started doing that. Shout out to Yummy Pillow. That's awesome. I did start noticing that, and that actually helps the streamer, and it also helps keeping... One of the best things you can do as a viewer, in my opinion, is converse with the other people in chat, especially when someone's playing a game. Sometimes they need to progress in the game to retain their viewers, and they're trying to be too nice keeping up with chat. Not that either one of you do that, but I'm saying, like, there's streamers out there who are like... You have to remember, their core content might be the gaming, not the chatting. And they get sucked over here, and you can help them as a viewer. If you really like that streamer, you can help the streamer by keeping the chat going.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, if the chat stops for 5 minutes as a streamer, you could start to panic. Like, oh, fuck, do I suck? Is everyone just, you know, lurking and no one cares? I mean, I could just sign up.
And I mean, that's where good mods come in. And that's how people become mods is, you know, just by being that person.
That is what stopped me from streaming was, you know, and I can respect it. Like, I don't want 16 lurkers. I want 16 viewers. I'm okay with lurkers. I appreciate them. And I understand not everyone can sit there all day and watch me. But... I'm not streaming. I don't want to stream to ghosts, you know? And so I took a step back because I was like, my content isn't what people are looking to watch right now. And it's a humbling thing, but it was true. And so I had to refocus. That's when we did the TV show and, you know, talking to Jim about doing this. And it's like, now I'm happy streaming right now. I don't stream so much. I'm happy because I know that the content I'm providing some people will stick around and be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm nervous because I am going to start streaming me very soon, and I'm nervous about that. But I think it's also a little exciting because I've done a lot of work to the content, the stream, what I'm going to do. I've gotten decent at a video game, so I'm going to try to stream that. And if it doesn't work, I'll go back to streaming Adobe shit because I love doing that.
I was going to ask you what you were going to stream, but I already know what you're going to stream.
Well, I am going to try streaming Tarkov. That might be a one and done. It might be a one night because, again, I'm not good. I'm okay. I'm getting good at that game, but I'm better with a team, and I lost my teammate. So, you know, we'll see. But maybe the chat will, you know, one of the things that happened on when that guy got raided, Tarkov's a game that you have to spend your in-game currency to continue playing. And the more money you have, obviously, the better loadouts you can make. And people were like, hey, I'll join your group with a kit and I'll just drop it and you kill me. So you don't have to spend any money. And they were coming in with like the best ammo and the best armor and helmets. And they were just like, here you go. They're talking $1 million in the game currency, which is a lot of money. And the guy's like, guys, you don't need to do that. And people were like coming out of the woodwork. I'll give you a kit. And so he was able to play for the whole night without really spending any in-game money on top of getting all the donations and stuff. So it was pretty cool. Not that I expect people to do that for me, but you know, as streamers, you never know. As a bartender, you know, you work for tips, right? And I was pretty decent at that because I gave people an ear, or I you know, they'd come in and but I also rant a lot, and some people just want to listen. Some people want to get away from their world. That's what I like to provide.
You're a virtual bartender.
I've used that term to the people in my life. Like, my brother doesn't understand Twitch, and he's 100 times smarter than me, but he hasn't grasped. He's a year older and he just hasn't grasped like why people would give a shit about anybody else playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what it is too, is when we were kids,
why the fuck do you give a shit about someone playing sports?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's how I pose it. Actually, I use that, but also
go play them yourself then.
You know, what's funny is when we were kids, it's like, I was the 1 year younger and I was the one who was holding the controller that wasn't plugged in, you know, and he'd be the one playing the game. And then finally, when I realized it, years later, it's like, what the fuck? You know, not years, but you know, I was the one who always had to watch him play first. He was older and he got the right of way.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't care that I watched. He just didn't want, he wanted to play. He doesn't play video games as much anymore. And I do. So maybe it's like that dynamic. I want to watch because I kind of learned from it. I'm okay with watching people play games. He's not. He never wanted to watch me play. When it was my turn, he'd leave the room. So I don't know if that has anything to do with the dynamic or his misunderstanding of how Twitch works. But when I try to explain it to him, I'm like, these communities are built around the streamer. And the streamer, you stick around if it's someone you like. Personality, content. But the same thing, Jim, like you just said. Just like, why do you buy a jersey of your favorite baseball player? You would do it because they're good, right? Well, I would subscribe to Ian, Mr. Prez, because he's really good at Apex and I enjoy watching his content. And it's not $180 like a jersey, it's five. Yeah. That's it. And if I stay in tonight and I watch five streamers and they take up my time and I don't go out to the bar and I have a six pack right here and I play some games while I'm doing it, I can drop five subs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not every night, but I can give five subs tonight because I could have gone out to the bar and spent $100.
Yeah, exactly. Easily. This. Think of the money you would have spent going out.
And that's how I justify it.
You know,
mm-hmm. I'm enjoying the time. If I enjoy the time, I'll gift a sub or I'll, you know, whatever. And I can't always, but I do, especially when it's like, I could be out tonight. I could go out and have beers or whatever, and I could be spending it. But instead, I'm here. And this person is spending their time to give me that opportunity. We are working when we're doing this. Hey, Full Metal.
Oh, Full Metal.
Thank you very much.
How's it going, bro?
Hell yeah.
Hey, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
These follows are awesome. I appreciate it. Your community is really cool.
Oh, thank you.
They are, like, whenever I'm in, there's always people, like, you know, talking, and hey, if I say hi to you, they're like, hey, Backlog, and it's like, they're just a great, it feels good. It feels good to be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love them. I love them all.
So, oh, we got Dominant Daddy in the house. What's up, Dom?
Hey, Dom. How's it going?
How you doing, man? So, okay, I know you're going to be streaming tonight. Jim, are you going to be streaming tonight?
I'm thinking about it. Probably.
So, I actually was thinking about streaming tonight, but I'm not going to tonight. Not because I don't want to or anything like that, not because I'm delaying it, but there's a couple of things I got to do with my setup to ensure that when I do jump back into streaming, that it's exactly where I want it. Dude, thank you so much, Shadow, for the subscription.
Thank you.
Now you got that sexy Backlog emote, which I will be, shout out to Grampy back here. He's the reason I have this emote. But a lot of people, when I go to their streams, if I say hi, there's at least 40 clips that I have of someone going, hey, Backlog. I don't know why. Grampy Paxi, what's with the mayo right out the gate? Buddy has so many emotes. I love it. For some reason, people see my name and they say Backlog. And it happens more than not, for real. And so I created the emote Backlog because Grampy Back calls me that because of the fact that everybody called me that. But I am going to change it to just Backlog. I'm going to take the L out, but it's going to stay the same. It's going to be the same little emote. But with the release of my new stream setup, that emote will make more sense. Mm-hmm. Because
I love your new stream setup.
I haven't debuted it yet, but it's going to be pretty funny, I hope. I hope it's going to be good. But what I'd like to do, Mittens, is let you kind of give your final thoughts or whatever and shout outs and whatnot. Let everyone know where you can be seen and your socials. And then let you fire up your stream. I don't know if you're ready to do that, but let you fire up your stream and then we'll end up rating you when you're ready. Unless you wanted to take some time between. But if you want to do that, if you're ready to do that, I'd love to do that.
I wasn't planning on streaming.
Do you? Well, if you don't want to, you don't have to. And I can raid Jim or something.
Yeah,
else.
We can but raid if you, Jim.
Okay. Before we let you go, I do want to say that next week we are looking to have Silvicious on. Silvicious is a DJ, and he puts so much effort into his content. And he is definitely one of those people who just needs the right viewership, the right person to say to a community, check this guy out. Our community isn't the community, because I've mentioned Silvicious's stream to people in the Backlog Network, to others. There are people within the community who will go to his stream and enjoy his content, but he needs like an EDM community or Dominant Daddy also with the subscription. Thank you so much.
No. Yes.
He needs somebody who has the like a say in some of these communities to just post that link. And so trying to get him in front of somebody who might be able to. He's the kind of person who should be getting paid a lot of money to do what he's doing. And he puts a lot of work into the videos and the modifications to his videos, all that stuff. And then he DJs live over top of the edits that he makes. It's very
he's
tricky.
Got great production going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, nice. And so it's, if you're ever bored or not bored, that's not the right term. If it's like a Friday night and maybe you're gaming, or he's
tripping balls.
Yeah.
Go check out Silvicious.
No fear. Thank you for the follow. Yeah. If he's streaming, what I would suggest, and I'm going to shout him out. He was in here earlier. He's not here right now, I don't think. But follow him and put on the reminder if you care, right? For anybody listening. When he only streams once or twice a week. And when he does, what it is a DJ session. It's not a stream of video games or anything like that. It's just him making music. Followed. And watch him, right? Pull it up. Put the volume down to 10%. It'll be plenty while you're gaming. And keep his window up over here, and you'll be like, holy shit, this guy's awesome. And so we're going to try to have him on next week. Hopefully we'll get him on and let him talk a little bit about how he puts together his music and his visuals and stuff. And hopefully it'll be a fun, I think it'll be a fun chat. This one has been an absolute blast. Mm-hmm. I really am glad that you were willing to jump on here so quick. And I would love to have you back on again. I think, I don't know if Jim would, but awesome. No, I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. I know Jim would.
No, definitely not.
No, hey, another one day too, notice, brother. Hey, you want to be on here?
That's probably what it will be.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking, actually,
let's
to be
not
honest,
kid ourselves.
To be honest, we were talking about getting you on next week, and we were going to try to have Silvicious on this week, and I had reached out to Sylvie, and he hadn't gone back to me because we were talking through Twitch whispers, which, you know how notifications with Twitch work.
Yeah.
And so he hadn't seen it in time, and that's why I reached out to you and was like, hey, can you do this tomorrow? Because Jim and I were trying to set up a schedule of, like, who should we get on? And your name was definitely there. And we were like, I wanted to give you the right amount of time to be able to prepare, but you jumped in right away and said yes. And I was like, that's fucking awesome. So anyways, go ahead. Let everyone know where they can find you. Any additional, like, shout outs, mentions, we can keep talking if you want. But I want to give you the floor. Let you give everyone some info.
Hell yeah. Thank you again for this opportunity. I really had a blast with y'all. Y'all are amazing. I love the cats.
Thank you. They love you too.
Yay! you can find me. My Twitch name is Mittens13. I have all of my socials pretty much in my About Me on my page. If you want to hop on over there, that'd be awesome. I'd appreciate every single one of you because, of course, your community backlog, I love them all. And I'm in the Discord as often as possible. I do stream Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays. And right now we're playing BL2 now, trying to finish the DLCs on it.
That's right, BL2. And I said BL3 earlier. I'm sorry.
Well, I just finished BL3. Yeah. So we went back to BL2 to finish it up. And then we'll probably finish BL3 with Yummy Pillow and Gaffiel, but he's not on here.
Nice.
Thank you for the shout out. And as well as playing like Division 2 with Shadow, who subbed to you, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome, Shadow. Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you.
And pretty much anything. We'll play Valheim and stuff like that. So,
yeah, you are a very variety. I love it because you progress through these games, but you mix it up. So it's not every day. It's not the same exact game. It's like, you know, so if you missed a stream, it's okay. You can come to the next one and you're not going to be like, I fear streaming games that have storylines because it's like, well, if someone sees it, they're going, oh, I don't want to see a spoiler, or I don't want to. You know, I missed yesterday, so now I don't know where the hell we are in the story, but you're very good about this. Like, I've heard you talk about where you're at in the story and what, you know, what they might have missed or all that stuff. And I think that that's very helpful too. So you're, like I said, you're interactive. And so people who are wondering about our stream, who haven't been there, check it out. Mittens13 at twitch.tv. And you won't have a bad time. She's fun. And she's funny too.
A little perverted.
A little perverted. A little bit of perversion going on. A little bit of a lot of mittens. A lot of well, the dog moved. The dog used to be back there.
Oh, she's next to me staring at me now.
There you go. She's like, what the fuck? Get off the goddamn.
Being judged.
Yeah. What kind of dog is that? A French terrier?
It's a French bulldog. Yeah.
French bulldog. She's cool. She's quite naughty. No Fear knows what's up.
yes, No Fear.
Well, you know, as a last discussion point, since you are our first female streamer on this podcast, mm-hmm. that is, there are some people who have a like, they don't want to be known. I'm not a female streamer, I'm a streamer. There are some people who Armorant it up and they're in a hot tub, and then, you know, you're just you when you stream. I feel like that, like, you, when you stream, you're not afraid to get raunchy or whatever, but you also, you keep it, you know, you game, you're fun, you're just, like I said. And so you don't take things personally, I don't think. or too seriously. I don't know if personally is the right word. Like, if someone comes in and is like saying something perverted to you, you don't ban them. You fucking joke right back with them or whatever. I love the funny with the goat between the legs. But you know what I mean? Yeah, you roll with the punches and you take it for what it is. And you're not afraid of having people fucking joke around and stuff with that kind of stuff. And I think it's awesome to see, because there's a lot of communities that freak out about that stuff. But you know what? There's viewers who want to be part of it. There's viewers out there that want to get raunchy or want to get silly, and they don't mean nothing really. They're not trying to make you feel bad. And so I think that you, for the most part, you do, you handle that very well. And it's got to be tough sometimes, though, I imagine, in your DMs and stuff, I'm sure.
There's been occasional stuff, but like, it's not as bad, I think, than it could be. If I were,
but that's somebody, probably because of how you handle it. It's not as bad.
If I was somebody who just streamed in a hot tub all the time, probably get pretty bad. But yeah. Being able to roll with the punches, I was an automotive mechanic, so being in a man's world is like my favorite place to be.
That's awesome, and that honestly, I mean, that's the kind of community that I'm comfortable in, is a community that's comfortable in their own skin, and her community is comfortable in that world. I like to hear that. That's awesome. I didn't know that about you. That's what you did. That's cool.
Yep.
Oh boy. Well, Jim, you said you are going to be streaming.
I'm probably going to be streaming. Yeah.
Do you want to fire up the stream, or do we want to raid somebody else?
Well, I had an idea. I could go either way, but I did have an idea if you would want to do this. There's a guy I've been talking about possibly having on here called, his name is ENXD, is his username, and he does a lot of really crazy Dark Souls and FromSoft and all that, those challenge runs where he's got a Wheel of Pain or whatever, and he does he'll do different types of shit, like play with socks on his hands, or play with, you know, just different stuff like that. Play with one hand for how long, or play, you know, with your hands behind your head. Just a bunch of different random shit like that. And he does it, and he does stuff really well and completes the challenges, and it's really cool and fun. So,
nice.
If you want to raid him, he's live now.
Yep, I just hit Dark him with Souls a follow. I'm going to send you all over to ENXD. Before we do, for anyone who is following or subbed, what I'm going to do is, let's do something fun here. Let's do backlog podcast raid. I'm going to make a little copy paste for people who, and then GD, what is your emote for the podcast?
Oh, yes.
Boom. Why don't I have that? Is that a tier 2 or something?
Oh, that's
a bits reward. Okay.
Is it a bits reward?
I got to go give you some bitties so I can have that emote.
I don't even know what it's set at. I just put it on there just for funsies one day. And then I was like, I actually like that.
All right. So if you're not subscribed to Mittens or Jim, or have given Jim bits, go ahead and do that if you want. But if you can, just copy paste this. And maybe say hi to ENXD. I don't know. Yeah, you can use a version of that. You don't have to do exactly that. I'm going to do a shout out to ENXD. I'm going to do one more shout out to our guest, Mittens 13. Please make sure you are following these people, subscribing if you feel that it's worthwhile. And I think it is. And thank you to Jim for always stepping up. Today we were trying to set it up so that we could all stream from our own channels to get more viewers and all that. Didn't quite work, but we're going to figure something out
soon
in the future. Soon. We're going to figure out how to make that work, because the more the merrier. And thank you for the viewers and the follows and the subscriptions. Really appreciate your community coming by, man, to stop in and show some love. It's just means a lot.
Appreciate being here.
So, all right. Thank with you. That, I'm hitting the raid button, and I'm all going right. to send you back over to our podcast start screen. and I don't have to say that out loud. I don't know why I did. But thank you all for being here. Episode 116 in the books. Go follow Mittens. We love you all.